Welcome to the Travel in Europe podcast from Europe à la carte. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of europealacarte.co.uk, where you'll find lots of tips on the best places to visit in Europe. In this edition of the Travel in Europe podcast, I'd like to give you some tips on places to visit in Austria outside the capital of Vienna. While Vienna is an absolutely beautiful city and one of the main draws for visiting Austria, there's lots to see and do in the rest of the country. Now, Amanda reckons if you ask someone to name an Austrian city outside Vienna, Salzburg is likely to be the top one mentioned. Now, Amanda's tips for Salzburg are eating Mozart Kugel chocolate and exploring the castle, Festung Hohen Salzburg. I think if I visited Salzburg, the reason might be the Sound of Music movie connection. As a youngster, I used to love watching The Sound of Music. I don't know how many times I've seen it, and I used to sing along to all the songs, which must have been absolutely murder for anybody nearby because I'm a hopeless singer. Now, another place that Amanda's been to in Austria, and probably the most fun place in Austria, is near the small village of Bad Blumau, the Hunterwasser-designed Rogner Bad Blumau Resort. It's a very unique place with incredible spas and pools. Nothing is straight and everything is colourful. Now, another place to experience a side of Austria, the rural Austria, in the Tyrol, is the village of Pinswang, recommended by Jeremy. It's a small town close to the German border in the northwestern Tyrol. Convenient base to explore the Alps and to get a taste of country life in Austria. Now, Andy mentioned the Krümmel waterfalls, which are called Krümmler by the Germans, just to confuse us. And they are the highest falls in Austria, near the village of Krümmel in the Salzburg state. Now, when I was in Austria last year, I visited the Burgenland region, which is in eastern Austria. And the main city in that area is Eisenstadt. Now, I visited Eisenstadt by accident, because I went somewhere where I thought I'd be able to get a ferry across the lake in my hire car, but in fact it was only a pedestrian and bicycle ferry, so I had to come back the way I'd come, and I saw the signs for Eisenstadt and I thought, it's not going to be that much of a detour, let's go and have a look. And I'm really glad I did go. It's close to the Hungarian border and home to the impressive Esterházy Castle. The composer Joseph Haydn lived in Eisenstadt, and you can visit his mausoleum. Now, when Amanda lived in Bratislava, close to the Austrian border, she was told by many locals that she should hop across to Austria and visit the Stork Sanctuary in Marchegg. It's affiliated with the World Wildlife Fund, and there's sometimes volunteers there to answer your questions about the sanctuary. The storks from Africa rest there between March and August. Now, another lovely Austrian city is Graz, the second largest after Vienna, although it's not that particularly big. Nea recommends the Schlossenberg, a hill which dominates the old town area and has a ruined fort on top of it and fantastic views over Graz and the surrounding countryside. Now, Zillertal is one of the Austrian regions that's famous for local produce, and it's even referred to as nature's dining table. There are several different food festivals to enjoy in Zillertal throughout the year, and it's a great spot for hiking and Nordic walking in summer. Now, one of Amanda's favourite white Christmases was sent in the Tannheimertal Valley, in the village of Handelnsee, not far from the German border and close to several ski resorts. It was picked because you can almost guarantee a white Christmas there, and it didn't disappoint. Now, Melk Abbey, near the village of Melk, an hour or so west of Vienna, is a Benedictine abbey dating back nearly 1,000 years. The current building is from the 1700s and overlooks the Danube, and it's a pretty impressive sight. So I hope that that's given you some tips for exploring the rest of Austria outside Vienna. Do join us again soon. You can subscribe to the Europe à la carte Travel in Europe podcast in iTunes. You can come to the blog, europealacarte.co.uk/blog, to read the articles in full, see the photos, and leave your comments. Do join us again, and thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.